Good morning, everyone. Let's begin our church service this morning by singing hymn number 66. From these thy children gathered in thy name, from hearts made whole, from lips redeemed from woe, thy praise, O Father, shall forever flow. Alleluia, alleluia. Hymn number 66. Wendy from South Carolina will now read a selection from the scriptures. Go ahead, Wendy.
Psalms. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Thou sendest forth thy spirit. They are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow with the Lord's Prayer, together with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let us now sing hymn number 40. Come, ye disconsolate, where'er ye languish. Here health and peace are found, life, truth, and love. Here bring your wounded hearts. Here tell your anguish. Earth has no sorrow, but love can remove. Hymn number 40.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday morning church service from the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We're so glad that every one of you have found us and have joined us this morning. We start every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock in the morning with our roundtable discussion, which is a training session in the practice of Christian Science. What more could be of more benefit to anyone anywhere than to learn more about this science and how it applies to each and every one of us, how it applies to finding solutions, comfort, guidance, and much more in everyday experiences. I encourage you to join our roundtable discussion. Again, that starts at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. And also, we have recordings of it and past sessions on our website, plainfieldcs.com. On Sunday mornings, we also offer a Sunday school for children. This meets every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And we have a teleconference feature, one dedicated exclusively for the Sunday school. And this enables students that don't live in the area to attend our Sunday school by telephone. And what this means is that your child also can attend our Sunday school by telephone, regardless of where you live. So call up the church. We'd be glad to give you the number for the Sunday school, and the teachers there would be most happy to welcome your child. Every Wednesday evening, starting at 8:15 p.m., we have our weekly testimony meeting. And I encourage everyone to join us every Wednesday evening at 8:15 p.m. You'll hear beautiful music, inspired readings, and grateful and heartfelt testimonies of healing. That's Wednesday evenings, 8:15 p.m. Also, I'd like to say something about our websites. We have 21 altogether in different languages, and that enables people from across the globe to find one or more of our websites, to find our church, and to find God's healing, comforting word. And all of that we have in our website is free of charge. We have been freely given, and we freely give, as it is our heart's desire to do nothing more than to spread the inspired word of God to whomever it may reach. Okay, now we will go on, and Deborah from Idaho will now read a testimony from the chapter Fruitage in Science and Health, which testifies to the healing power found in reading and studying the Christian Science textbook. Go ahead, Deborah.
Astigmatism and hernia healed. It is nearly 5 years since I bought my first copy of Science and Health, the reading of which cured me of chronic constipation, nervous headache, astigmatism, and hernia in less than 4 months. Where would I be now had not this blessed truth been brought to me by much persuasion of a very dear friend? I certainly should have been deep in the slough of despond, if not in the grave. And I am truly thankful for all the good that has come to me and mine. I try to let my works testify of that. But to those whom I do not meet in person, I can truly say, yes. I am indeed more thankful than words can express for the glory of healing that has come to me, both physical, mental, and moral. And I also convey herein my song of gratitude to the dear leader who has, through her fidelity to truth, enabled me to touch at least the hem of Christ's garment. B.S.J., Sioux City, Iowa.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and the correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the words from our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or unfettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. Our lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 14 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. The subject for this week is soul, and the golden text is from Psalms. O, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The responsive reading is from Psalms. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible, Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her buds, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. all this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my lords sought unto me. And I was established in my kingdom. And excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride, he is able to abate. Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let them that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Luke. And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he lay it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. James. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. 2 Peter. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus, our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul.
Carol will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Man is the expression of soul. Science reveals soul as God, untouched by sin and death, as the central life and intelligence around which circle harmoniously all things in the systems of mind. There is neither growth, maturity, nor decay in soul. These changes are the mutations of material sense, the varying clouds of mortal belief, which hide the truth of being. Man reflects infinity, and this reflection is the true idea of God. God expresses in man the infinite idea, forever developing itself, broadening and rising higher and higher from a boundless basis. The infinite principle is reflected by the infinite idea and spiritual individuality. But the material so-called senses have no cognizance of either principle or its idea. The human capacities are enlarged and perfected in proportion as humanity gains the true conception of man and God. Should we implore a corporeal God to heal the sick out of his personal volition, or should we understand the infinite divine principle which heals? If we rise no higher than blind faith, the science of healing is not attained, and soul existence in the place of sense existence is not comprehended. We apprehend life as divine science only as we live above the corporeal sense and correct it. Our proportionate admission of the claims of good or of evil determine the harmony of our existence, our health, our longevity, and our Christianity. When the sick or the sinning awake to realize their need of what they have not, they will be receptive of divine science, which gravitates towards soul and away from material sense, removes the thought from the body, and elevates even mortal mind to the contemplation of something better than disease or sin. The true idea of God gives the true understanding of life and love, robs the grave of victory, takes away the sin and the delusion that there are other minds, and destroys mortality. The effects of Christian science are not so much seen as felt. It is the still small voice of truth uttering itself. We are either turning away from this utterance, or we are listening to it and going up higher. Soul has infinite resources with which to bless mankind, and happiness would be more readily attained and would be more secure in our keeping if sought in soul. Higher enjoyments alone can satisfy the cravings of immortal man. We cannot circumscribe happiness within the limits of personal sense. the senses confer no real enjoyment. The good in human affections must have ascendancy over the evil, and the spiritual over the animal, or happiness will never be won. The attainment of this celestial condition would improve our progeny, diminish crime, and give higher aims to ambition. Every valley of sin must be exalted, and every mountain of selfishness be brought low, that the highway of our God may be prepared in science. Soul is immortal because it is spirit, which has no element of self-destruction. Is man lost spiritually? No, he can only lose a sense material. All sin is of the flesh. It cannot be spiritual. Sin exists here or hereafter only so long as the illusion of mind in matter remains. It is a sense of sin and not a sinful soul which is lost. Evil is destroyed by the sense of good. When humanity does understand this science, it will become the law of life to man, even the higher law of soul, which prevails over material sense through harmony and immortality. Soul and matter are at variance from the very necessity of their opposite natures. Mortals are unacquainted with the reality of existence because matter and mortality do not reflect the facts of spirit. With its divine proof, science reverses the evidence of material sense. Every quality and condition of mortality is lost, swallowed up in immortality. Mortal man is the antipode of immortal man in origin, in existence, and in his relation to God. The universe, like man, is to be interpreted by science from its divine principle, God, and then it can be understood. But when explained on the basis of physical sense and represented as subject to growth, maturity, and decay, the universe, like man, is and must continue to be an enigma. What is now considered the best condition for organic and functional health in the human body may no longer be found indispensable to health. Moral conditions will be found always harmonious and health-giving. Neither organic inaction nor overaction is beyond God's control. And man will be found normal and natural to changed mortal thought, and therefore more harmonious in his manifestations than he was in the prior states which human belief created and sanctioned. As human thought changes from one stage to another of conscious pain and painlessness, sorrow and joy, from fear to hope, and from faith to understanding, the visible manifestation will at last be man governed by soul, not by material sense. Reflecting God's government, man is self-governed. When subordinate to the divine spirit, man cannot be controlled by sin or death, thus proving our material theories about laws of health to be valueless. The principle and proof of Christianity are discerned by spiritual sense. They are set forth in Jesus' demonstrations, which show, by his healing the sick, casting out evils, and destroying death, the last enemy that shall be destroyed, his disregard of matter and its so-called laws. knowing that soul and its attributes were forever manifested through man, the Master healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, feet to the lame, thus bringing to light the scientific action of the divine mind on human minds and bodies, and giving a better understanding of soul and salvation. Soul, or spirit, is God, unchangeable and eternal. And man coexists with and reflects soul, God, for man is God's image.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let us now sing hymn number 307. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Shepherd, show me how to go o'er the hillside steep, how to gather, how to sow, how to feed thy sheep. I will listen for thy voice, lest my footsteps stray. I will follow and rejoice all the rugged way. Hymn number 307.
Thank you.
Let us now sing hymn number 374. We thank thee and we bless thee, O Father of us all, that e'en before we ask thee, thou hearest thy children's call. We praise thee for thy goodness and tender, constant care. We thank thee, Father, Mother, that thou hast heard our prayer. Hymn number 374.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, the scientific statement of being on the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter, or its infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all, spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, woman of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that had this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. First Chronicles. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Amen.